Virus precautions have left the Oneida County Courthouse locked to anyone without an appointment, so County Clerk Tracy Hartman has to come to the front door to let me in.
Hey, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
It's already been a hectic lead-up to next Tuesday's election for Hartman. In April 2016, the last election with a Supreme Court race and presidential primary, 1,400 voters in Oneida County requested absentee ballots. This year's number is about three times that.
It's a challenge. It's become overwhelming.
Then, last Friday, a message from Madison overwhelmed Hartman even more.
Hi there, folks. Governor Evers here.
Governor Tony Evers called for the legislature to quickly change the law and send an absentee ballot to every registered voter in the state, all 3.3 million of them.
The bottom line is that everybody should be able to participate in our democracy, period.
A legal aide to Evers called it simple and common sense. But if that happened, the responsibility of getting those ballots out would fall on county and municipal clerks like Hartman, to whom the plan is neither simple nor common sense.
It is not doable.
Yeah.
It is not doable.
Like many other clerks in Wisconsin, Hartman was beside herself when she heard Evers' plan.
It caught me by surprise, and I will admit it sent me into a little bit of a panic on Friday afternoon.
She panicked because she says, first of all, there's simply not enough time to do it. Hartman showed me the steps to get an absentee ballot ready to send to a voter. The neatly folded ballot goes into a packet with voting instructions and an addressed and stamped return envelope. It takes a while to prepare each ballot.
So all of that gets compiled by the clerks and put in here, put in the envelope to mail to you.
Part-time municipal clerks getting ballots to the 24,000 registered voters in Oneida County in just a few days? No way, says Hartman. Even if they could, there are nowhere close to enough ballots and envelopes to go around.
So this is the 7,000 that the state just sent us. So they
boxes and boxes of absentee envelopes are stacked in the Oneida County Clerk's office. Hartman hopes there'll be enough to cover incoming absentee requests. They're far short of the number needed to cover all registered voters in the county. In a media briefing Friday, I asked Evers how it was possible to get ballots to everyone while counties don't have enough ballots or envelopes on hand.
What makes you think you can pull this off?
Well, it ain't going to be easy, but we're going to do it.
Top Republican lawmakers disagree. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald called Evers' plan ridiculous and a complete fantasy. Speaker Robin Voss said the announcement was careless and reckless. Minocqua Senator Tom Tiffany doesn't expect the plan to go anywhere in the Republican-held legislature.
What Governor Evers is asking for is not possible to be done. You can't possibly print hundreds of thousands of ballots and get them mailed out by April's within the next week.
Evers, Republicans, and Tracy Hartman, the Oneida County Clerk, do agree next Tuesday's election shouldn't be postponed, as several state mayors have urged. Here's Tiffany again.
It's important that we have this election happen just like it has in our democracy for over the last 200 years.
A Supreme Court seat needs to be filled. So do seats on county boards and town boards. As of now, in-person polling places will remain open next Tuesday with extra hand sanitizer and cleaning supplies on hand, says Hartman.
If you didn't get an absentee ballot and you still want the opportunity to vote, it will be there and it will be as safe as we can possibly make it. And I think at this point in time, that is the only option that's left to us.
It could mean lower turnout than usual, but that's a price Hartman is willing to pay.
We kind of have to live with it. We do, yeah.
What she can't live with is the governor's plan to mail ballots to the entire state just a week before the election.
We don't have enough ballots. We already are short on envelopes. We don't have enough envelopes, and we don't have enough time.
For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.